This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
3 days after its most recent elections, there is a new government in Greece today, a coalition of three parties that supports the European Union's bailout plan. It brings at least a little hope for stability after some pretty unstable times, and it lets us ask this.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
Today, the northern reaches of the EU, Helsinki, Finland, and journalist Esa Makinen. He's with Finland's biggest newspaper. It's called Helsingin Sanomat. Esa, welcome to the program.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
So when you turn to the business pages of your newspaper today, what are the big stories in the business pages?
Well, Greece was one, and of course, the even bigger thing is the decline of Nokia.
Oh, yeah, of course, the cell phone company, yeah.
Yeah, cell phone company that has gone down as the Apple and iPhones have taken over the world from our precious Nokia. And they laid off some 10,000 people and 3,700 in Finland. And that's a major crisis here because Nokia has given us about 3% of our gross national products at some years.
Do you feel threatened at all by the Greek problem? I mean, is it something that you're worried about on a day-to-day basis over there?
Yeah, sure. Personally, I've been thinking of buying an apartment, but I thought that I won't do it before the Greek elections. And now when the Greek elections are over, I'm not still sure whether or not I should buy an apartment because if it blows off, we'll be all in big trouble.
Is there a sense, just on the politics of this whole European thing, is there a sense that Europe needs to draw closer, that you have to keep the Greeks in to keep the European experiment alive?
No, I think that we have been doing that for a long time. And I think that now we have reached the limit that if Greece don't do something with their economy, they may go then. That feeling has been very strong in Finland for last year. And I think in Germany, who really calls the shots on these issues, it's even more that way.
Yeah, good riddance a little bit, right?
Yeah. We've had it, I think.
Esa Makinen, he's at the biggest newspaper in Finland. It's called Helsingin Sanomat. We got him in Helsinki. Esa, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.